first in the United States of America. How can you tell if a COVID-19 vaccine is working? Several vaccines are currently in large-scale studies to see if they can prevent COVID-19, and more are on the way. President Trump has been hinting that a vaccine could be ready before the end of October, but the chief scientific advisor to the administration has downplayed that possibility, saying that there was a very low chance that the tests that they are running will have any meaningful results before the end of October. Across the way in Japan, a powerful typhoon is making its way toward the southwestern part of the country, forcing authorities to urge caution and prepare for powerful winds and heavy rainfall. Japan's weather agency said Typhoon Heishin has sustained winds of up to 180 kilometers per hour early on Saturday. The storm is predicted to hit Okinawa and then move on to the central island of Kyushu. A Japanese news agency has reported that Okinawa is expected to be hit by winds strong enough to break homes. Next, India has moved into second place for COVID-19 cases. India's recorded coronavirus case total has surpassed Brazil's, making India the second worst affected country in the world after the United States. India's total cases are now more than 4.2 million, which is still lower than the US by about 2 million. On Monday, commuters in the capital, New Delhi, rode the subway for the first time in over 5 months as the system reopened. The trains have social distancing stickers on alternate seats to help maintain distance. Face masks are mandatory, and passengers are thermally screened. Several other cities have also resumed metro train service. Bars reopened last week, and later this month, public gatherings of up to 100 people will also be permitted across the country, with social distancing rules. In business, as more people work and learn remotely during the coronavirus pandemic, Zoom, the online video conferencing application, reported higher sales and profit in the 3 months from May through July than it did in all of 2019. The video conferencing company expects that trend to continue, predicting profits of $2.39 billion for the rest of the year. Zoom has emerged as one of the biggest corporate success stories this year, as video meetings have become an essential part of work, school, and entertainment during the pandemic. However, Zoom's rapid growth has come with problems, including concerns over privacy and security. Its popularity has also tested its capacity. Just last week, Zoom experienced widespread service outages that took several hours to fix, leaving many students and workers unable to log into classes and meetings. That's it. Thanks for joining us today on Worldwide News. See you next time.